No need for clickbait, paywalls, or shilling around. At Scarlet Rhapsody, we are an independent web zone covering conventions across the country. Scarlet Rhapsody breaks it down for you. The guests, the dealers, the culture, the cosplay, the trending fandoms, and what makes a convention worth the price of admission. Are you convention cultured? You will be. Visit us on the web at scarlet-rhapsody.com, Facebook at Scarlet Rhapsody Media, Twitter at Cons and Churros, YouTube at Scarlet Rhapsody Convention Cultured, and remember, the con is what you make of it, so make it a good one. See you at the con.
Hey guys, before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to start the show out with our usual Nihongo Yoyaku. There is a bit of a change of format for this particular episode, so I wanted to start it before we actually did the episode. So, with that, Nihon no minasan, mo ichido Nihongo Yoyaku no mo futotsu edition ga yatte kimashita. まず、新しいスクービードゥ映画は、ジュライのアニメーションからコンピューターアニメーションに移行しました。最終結果は驚くほどよくできています。とっても面白くて、ゴエの演技は最高です。これが近未来の花ばべら映画宇宙のつながることを祈っています。第2に、アニメのリスナーズは多くのロックンロールの偉人に敬意を表そうとしていますが、正しく表現されていないようです。いくつかクールな文文がありますが、ピンクフロイドセックスピストルズへの賛辞は骨抜きにされました。この番組がカーグロデスとエレカセブンの同じ道場から作られてものであることを考えると、リスナーズは大きな失望です。最後に、アダム・サンダーは生涯を代表するようなの役割を演じました。映画アンカー・ジェーンズは非常に嫌いな人との不快な乗り心地がします。しかし、笑顔を目指すのが不可能な暗闇への道を掘り続けている男の素晴らしく表しています。アダム・サンダーのこのような笑顔をもっと見られることを期待しています。My thanks again to my teacher, Mikio Hattori-sensei. Remember, if you'd like to know more information on her cultural exchange initiative, be sure to visit their website at ceinitiative.org. And listeners, if you are interested in starting to learn Japanese yourselves, the CEI will be offering free weekly online classes starting close to the end of June. So be sure to click the link to the site in the post to sign up if you're interested. And now, let's start the podcast, because today, I've got something to step on.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and On the Street Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Art Spot.
Bastards and wenches, welcome to episode 247 of No Borders, No Race, your J-pop and alternative hotspot. I am your King Baby Doc Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. And folks, there comes a time in every podcaster's career when they just can't hold it in anymore. Despite my promise that No Borders, No Race would be a show that's free of all the bad stuff that's happening in the world, even I have to now look at what's going on and say, I can't take this sitting down no longer. And listeners, that day is today. I have my soapbox, and I am stepping on top of it. If you are looking for an episode about anime, or video games, or movies, well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this ain't the show for you. So on today's episode of No Borders, No Race, on top of spinning some great music, as usual, I will be talking about three things that have been on my mind these past few weeks, maybe even last couple of years. These are things that many people have been speaking out about on their shows, on their social media, and wherever they can have a platform to raise their voice. And I want to give a big hug and show some love to Ro and Manda, who just unleashed their new behemoth of a show called Black Compat, for making me want to talk about these issues. Now, as a precautionary manner, I like to point out that the following opinions that you are going to hear are solely mine. They are not of B3, Esh, Wicked Anime, Nerdy Show, or any of the programs I've guested on. Not to mention, not of the artists that I will be playing. But with that being said, these opinions that I have really aren't controversial in the slightest. These come from the realm of common sense and rational thinking. These are not thoughts of some ass-backwards mind who loves to spew toxicity through their mouth hole or their social media accounts. So, please, I urge you, as we dive into this week's playlist, get comfortable, because we are going to be leaving our normal comfort zones. So, remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can find all of their music on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. We're going to start the show off with a new song from Suki Decoy. This serves as a B-side for their recent single, Pandemic Club Story, and it's called Oji-san no Iru Seikatsu. Oji-san no itsumo oshiete kureru. Oji-san no itsumo watashitachi no sopa ni iru. Oji-san te itsuka oji-san ni naru no kana? Jibun yori wakai josei.
Yeah. としたらうまく書けないことに気づきました。どんなにかっこつけてみようとしても戻れば戻れば君のためのメロディーだ。運命の糸が絡まり合って引き裂く時でも響け。世界中の闇の中で僕らがはぐれないように紡ぎ出す旋律はただ君を目指して。僕は救世主にならなくていい。世界を歌う主役より君だけの英雄になりたい。過ごしてたこと適当な嘘でごまかしてたこと、ヒーローと呼ぶには情けないけど、もう二度ともう二度と君を一人にしないように。幾千の五千図を書き換えて君をほら助けに来たのさ。たとえ世界中を股にかけて君が嘘をついてもバカみたいに君を見守っているから、そうやって大丈夫っていう割には大丈夫じゃないことくらい僕だけはちゃんと気づいてる。
Single from Masayoshi Oishi. That was Eiyu no Uta, and it appears that he has healed very well from his vocal cord surgery, hoping a full album from him will be released in the very, very near future. Three simple, one-syllabled words. Three words that are so easy to say and can be said by anyone as young as a preschool student. The first word is black. Word number two is lives. And the final word is matter. Put these words together, and you have the incredibly easy sentence, Black Lives Matter. In fact, it's so easy that I'm going to say it again. Black Lives Matter. So why is it that there's a demographic of people who seem to be having trouble saying this very easy sentence? Because look closely at it. There's nothing before the words Black Lives Matter, nor is there anything after the words Black Lives Matter. And even if you take out a microscope and magnify it to the highest setting possible, you will see that there is no asterisk or fine print anywhere near the words Black Lives Matter. Which means that saying Black Lives Matter won't make any other race inferior, and it certainly doesn't mean that only black lives are important. Uttering the phrase Black Lives Matter simply means that the lives of black people are just as equal as the lives of everyone else. Whether you are black, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, Inuit, Native American, or white, you deserve to be treated on the same equal footing as everyone else. But because of certain aspects, black people are not at all treated in an equal light. It's this sort of disturbing mindset that comes from people who think that the color of one's skin should be enough to put them in a certain position that has pushed every single brave individual in America right now to march in the streets of every big city and little town in solidarity of the black American. And it's a beautiful sight seeing so many folks protesting in the name of what's good. And again, I highly urge you to go and watch Black Compat's first episode to see how Ro and Manda have personally dealt with racism and bigotry. It's very eye-opening. However, there are people who just refuse to say Black Lives Matter and refuse to even believe that Black Lives Matter. The folks who, after hearing someone shout Black Lives Matter, have the audacity to exclaim, "All lives matter." Listen closely. All lives do not matter in the current societal climate. That's because there are people in power and people with the book of law in their hands who somehow believe that they have the right to kneel on the throats of those who don't share the same color pigmentation as they do. And those people are called racists. If you look at almost every mass shooting committed by a white dude, they're handcuffed, easily placed inside a police cruiser, sometimes taken to a fast food joint and fed, and are just comfortably placed in their cells. Whereas individuals who aren't white are killed or brutally beaten over allegedly selling cigarettes on a street corner, allegedly giving a counterfeit $20 bill, allegedly being a suspect that matches a couple of visual traits, and allegedly just looking suspicious. And listeners, that's a level of bullshit that we cannot stand for. Now, if you can't march or donate in solidarity, I can understand that. COVID-19's still happening, and it's scary just to be in a public place, let alone a protest. But do yourselves a favor, and check in with your fellow POCs. See if they're okay. Lend a hand to them at the very least. Make damn sure that they know that you stand by them, even if the virus has made you a temporary introvert. Because this is an important part of history. This is the moment that should have occurred with the civil rights movement back 50 or 60 years ago, but didn't quite get to its final destination. These protests, I hope, will be looked back at as the breaking point of the good people of these United States. The moment where racists with badges or positions of power are stripped of their titles. I hope that things will get better, because right fucking now, it feels like we're in the darkest timeline of all. And it's now time we find that light to guide us towards a better tomorrow. And the first step to making that happen is for you to just say those three simple words. Black Lives Matter. We're going to take a couple of music breaks, but we will be back with more serious discussions soon after. Here's a brand new collaborative single by Telepop Music's Two Squared and Ride's Mark Gardner, serving as a sneak peek of many more song releases created together that'll be unleashed throughout the summer. This is Chain.
I've been rolling on all night and day. Chain till torn to find a new way. And the rain keeps on crashing down. The devil is coming round, coming down, coming down.
It's the Mike Rogers Show coming to you live from Tokyo, Japan, a year-end special. And I'll be with my good friend, Evan Borgald. And you can tune into the Mike Rogers Show. We play Japanese music, Japanese pop, Japanese... And you can win a bazillion dollars on this show. I don't know how you can, but maybe, you know, if you listen to the show, maybe you can somehow, maybe buy a raffle ticket or something. The Mike Rogers Show, yes, tune in. We're going to have our year-end top five countdown. It's going to be way cool, and you can hear more good songs just like this.
From their Time to Mess Around album, that was Nags with Scruffy Man, brand new band straight out of Fukuoka, Japan. I expect some good things from these guys. They've got a lot of potential. A lot like how I felt about this next band when I first heard them in 2008. It's a brand new single from Scandal, who went from high schoolers touring America for the Japanite tour to becoming one of the biggest bands in Japan. This new song of theirs is called Living in the City.
Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
All them but talk them beat but them word. All them but talk them beat but them word. All them but talk them beat but them word.
The death defier, the Mike Myers, murder rapper for hire, doer of drive-byers, the bag, bag, clack, clack, let it loose, murder all weaknesses as a vibe. That's a job completer, dependable contractor, the backhand whack rap slapper, Mr. Leather Bomber Taker, catch you getting off the escalator.
Run it real smooth and don't trigger the underdog.
Hey, as a team lacking, I would've ran me a Supreme racket, I would've took these lame Supreme jackets, until you rob a hype beast, you ain't seen sadness. Clockwork, orange madness, left the scene laughing.
Hey, we forever, ever, Jaimito E. Michael D. Render, the pyrotechnocrats, the old razzle dazzlers, the magic bean imbibers, the green giant of the rhyme contrivers, supreme violence of the time describers. I'm the decider, you evil eyes, a pile driver provided for liars, the sleep deprived, the nick of time, mercy killed the nine and prime. I kill the mood of a rudeness MacGyver, a slap a yapper from the acne to the tooth bone fiber. I'm liver, thought crime designer, criminal minder, and I'm a horn and bread of Uso who chopped and screwed truth up. Think I got a case of the Mondays on
fire. Yeah. Ayo, one for mayhem, two for mischief, now aim for the drones in the Sony district. Hit them, burg them, get them, burn them, can't get the ghost up, no resistance. Pass the shit, Mike, I have to insist it. Reality sucks dick, how's that for wisdom? Lick the toe back like, delicious. Time elves wave to me off in the distance. Hey, little guy, I'm just walking through from another timeline where monsters eat truth. Physicists say that though I get proof, the multiverse lives, I'm supposed to just lose. Blast by the tank, I drive, it's all fuel, gotta try to stay cool, honey, buddy, don't move. Fuck shit glows in the hearts of the brutes, you hate run the jewels, you don't love the truth. Missing point, trying to act my shit's cool. Don't fucking tell Doom your number's not due. Hey. Every other goddamn year ain't brand new. It's been 20 plus years, you think that's a clue? Huh. Maybe this guy kinda killed what he do. He's probably that dude, he left enough proof. Plenty of these groups disappeared. Boom. He's still the next big thing, gotta hurt oof. I got it.
All that four back, we don't play that. You won't beat, bruh, you just state that. And we stake that, fry and bake that. One time in the big old South, lived a little chubby kid with a big old mouth. Lame writers gave him big old doubts. Now the same little boy in a big old house. Look at him now in the big old cars, and the same folk hate to pay big old mars. Hey, 1 minute let me be candid. You stand by the garbage can hand to hand. In that dumb trap shit, no proper plan. I see ignorant shit like geekers dance. And rappers rap about it like it's so romantic, but I still can't seem to escape the panic. PTSD streets did the damage, kept me in hammock, laid back with cannons. Get me fucked up, it be calamity. I'ma come through and leave some damage. I say somebody call Amber Lamb or ambulances. Chances. Fuck that weak shit, you be bantering. You're coming cold and my flow's a cancer.
It's a revolution being broadcast worldwide. That was Run the Jewels with Holy Kalamafuck from their new album, RTJ4. The band shocked everyone by not only releasing the album a couple of weeks early, but also giving it away for free. And I gotta tell you, I'm glad they did. It is an excellent hip-hop record, one that I might not have gotten around to listening to if they didn't gift it to the world like they just did. I get when there are individuals whose past actions should be put into question. Whether they wore blackface or said something off-putting, the powers that be should have every right to call them out on it. And if the person who's been called to question comes out and apologizes profusely and shows that their errors have been corrected, then that should be the end of it. We should be like, oh, they're a legit good person and they've reflected greatly on their bad decisions. Let's move on. But some folks just don't like seeing good people prosper and want them to be outright canceled. The concept of cancel culture can be a very dangerous thing. The recent calls to cancel Jimmy Kimmel, Sarah Silverman, and Jimmy Fallon are some actions that will bring a lot more trouble than any real good. These are three performers that have made it their mission to speak out against injustices, whether it's for Black Lives Matter, COVID-19, cancer research, women's rights. Kimmel, Fallon, and Silverman have done a lot to donate and spread awareness of certain issues of the world. But calls to cancel them over a comedy bit that they did 20 years ago and have nothing to do with the person that they are today is just fucking stupid. Now, these bits they did were bad, no question about it. But none of them came from a racist mentality. The thing Sarah Silverman did was more of an irony sort of thing, almost on the same level as when the comedy trio Stella did it in an episode about bullying. They weren't promoting racism, they were calling it out in a very controversial way, in a vein very similar to the Spike Lee joint Bamboozled. And having Jimmy Fallon play Chris Rock or Jimmy Kimmel as Karl Malone just does not look good on paper, let alone on the screen. But they were making fun of the celebrities, not the race of said celebrities. Still, they shouldn't have done it. There is a right way and a wrong way to impersonate anybody. If you can match the voice of a celebrity pretty well, but you don't have the right look to match, then just simply find someone who does and have them lip sync you. It's not a perfect solution, but it's one that'll certainly come with very little or no backlash at all. Although this is the opinion of a very, very white dude, so I could be in the wrong with this. Thankfully, we've come a very long way from the era where Mickey Rooney or John Wayne can play Asians. So there's at least been some progress since that time. But we still have a long ways to go before we correct everything regarding this matter. With that being said, there are a couple of individuals that do deserve the cancel culture treatment. The current actions and words of Harry Potter creator J.K. Rowling over her transphobic mindset is genuinely disturbing. It brings to mind how Orson Scott Card wrote the amazing Ender series, which had so many parallels to racism, bigotry, and homophobia. But then he came out as someone who's hugely anti-LGBTQ, so we've kind of told him to fuck off. And we should obviously be doing the same to Rowling. You know, I've actually been telling many of my friends to just say farewell to Hogwarts and instead sign up for Luna Nova Academy via Little Witch Academia, which was created by a studio that's been very open-minded regarding the LGBTQ community. And of course, there's Doug Tenapel. I don't know why I've put up with the comments that the creator of Earthworm Jim and the Neverhood have said these past few years, but him calling out Planned Parenthood and saying that they've killed more black people than the police? That was my final straw. My inner child wept as I unfollowed him on social media, but his words were truly disgusting. I am so happy that he was nowhere to be found when I did my interview with the Armacron developers, and I seriously doubt that ska band Five Iron Frenzy will be having him make their album covers for the rest of their lifespan, that's for certain. So, if you're going to put some people in the cancel crosshairs, then do it to J.K. Rowling and Doug Tenapel. Don't do it to people who generally do great things for the community and those who are actually loving and accepting individuals. Cancel the bad people. And let those who have made one or two mistakes in their past show that they've grown to be better people than they used to be. Lord knows I probably said or done something terrible in the past that they would never stand by today. So, if you've ever heard me say or do anything dumb, please, for the love of God, call me out on it, and I will do my best to show the error of my ways. Let's take a couple more music breaks, and when I come back, I'm going to talk about something that I've been maybe wanting to say since the year 2017, so stick around. Coming up next, we have a band called Jet Set, and they really remind me a lot of one of my favorite acts, Detroit 7. Here's a song from their new EP, Go Ahead, called Salvation.
Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life. And hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I think this is great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Windows <That's>... backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
Aside from their new single, Aranami, that was Takaka with Zoge no To, the A-side you can hear each week on the series Wave Listen to Me, one of my favorite shows this spring that you can watch on Funimation now. Up next, we have California dark pop singer Darwin,
who brings together an upbeat melody with somber lyrics in his latest single. And hey, sometimes it's okay to shed a tear on the dance floor. This is Dance Alone.
Remember the old school video games you grew up with? Curious about gaming history that's all but forgotten? Do you just like the sound of my voice? Hey, David here, and I host and produce the show ArtCast, which is short for Another Retro Gaming Podcast. Come join me every week for fun discussions with a variety of guests and friends within the gaming industry discussing the retro titles we all love. We also tackle retro gaming related news, play the game show Random Select, and do game giveaways. So give us a listen at retrozap.com/ArtCast or on any major podcast platform like iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and more. Thanks for listening and keep it retro.
Drown! up and down.
Like a Mara bike.
One of the bands that greatly inspired me to start No Borders, No Race, that was the Spunks with Bedroom Stomp off of their out-of-print Born to Be Mild album. The band would re-record it for their Yellow Fever Blues record before unfortunately breaking up soon after. Now before I go into this rant, let me make something clear. I do not, nor will I ever, align myself with any political party. I used to be a Republican until my freshman year of college, and I was a Democrat until roughly 2012. Throughout those times, I learned that when it comes to political parties, whichever one you join, there's going to be someone within your party shitting in the punch bowl and expecting you to drink it. Granted, some parties have more shit in the punch bowl than others, but shit is shit nonetheless. You don't just not drink the punch. You fucking leave the party. This leads me to also say that I firmly believe that all political parties should be abolished. Whenever I vote for someone, I vote for the individual who I think is the most qualified, not because of party affiliations. I feel like voting today is like taking a medicine. You do it to get better, but then you've got some side effects that don't make you feel all too great. It's doing the job of fixing the issue, but it's also doing some bad stuff behind the scenes to cause other problems in the near future. And that's what voting is like today, so if we can just get rid of political parties, I think we can get rid of some of these nasty side effects. Which now leads me to my main topic. Agent Orange. Now I'm not going to say his name because the mere thought of his name and current title makes me vomit. So ever since Agent Orange was put in charge, America has been turned into a shit show. And 2020 has shown that Agent Orange has no business being in the highest power. COVID-19 could have easily been prevented in the US, in the same way Ebola, swine flu, and bird flu were avoided by the masses. But because Agent Orange didn't want his poll numbers affected and didn't want to report on the issue at hand, the situation got way out of control. And now I'm stuck walking outdoors wearing a mask that I can barely breathe in because my septum is crooked, my uvula is larger than most, and my throat is tinier than average. By the way, this also causes me sleep apnea, which I should have had treated back in March, but my appointment keeps getting pushed back more and more because of COVID-19. So fuck you, Agent Orange, for that. Agent Orange's reaction to the virus and to the Black Lives Matter movement has just been the icing on the cake of shit that he's created since his stay in office. Banning transgendered people to serve, cutting programs that'll help the lower class while lining the pockets of billionaires, suing companies in court for the right to discriminate against people of different religions or sexual orientations, ripping apart every single environmental act imaginable, taking more land away from Native Americans, keeping immigrant kids in cages, praising Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin as good people, vocally supporting and retweeting posts from white nationalists and neo-Nazis, fat-shaming any woman who goes up against him, and spending more time tweeting and golfing than actually doing anything remotely presidential are just a couple of the shitty things this waste of oxygen has done since taking office. And even before he was elected, He called all Mexicans rapists, made fun of a disabled reporter, told his followers to beat up people at rallies, said he'd date his daughter, and was recorded saying that those in great power can grab him by the pussy, even without asking. The fact that none of this took his ass down when Dan Quayle was seen unqualified to be vice president for not spelling potato right, or when Howard Dean did that, the fact that he still got elected frightens me. Even though he lost the popular vote by 3 million, which I feel we should go back to and not any of that electoral college bullshit, the fact that he found a way to take head office without actually winning scares me. If his party members, many of whom he bashed on his way to the White House, had the spine, he should have been impeached. And the fact that it's Mitt Romney, of all people, being the one to speak out against him and other Republicans, goes to show just how much he's fucked up everything. When he is finally gone, replaced with anyone with at least 5 working brain cells, my hope is that a law will be passed to keep this from ever happening again. If you have never held any sort of position of power in the past, then you should not have the right to run for president. That way, nobody with zero experience running a state or even a small town could come close to being in head office. And we can all breathe a sigh of relief knowing that a mistake like this will never be made again. We might vote for another idiot or two in the future, but at least still have some political experience and knowledge of how to run things. You know, that makes me realize something, and I'm not bashing these people in particular, but I'm just saying this. Former pro wrestlers Jesse Ventura and Kane Glenn Jacobs have more experience politically than this asshole. Think about that for a second. I would trust a former pro wrestler in the White House than Agent Orange. I've actually seen Jesse Ventura speak in an event. He's actually very, very intelligent. So, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, can you please at least run for mayor of your town and win so I don't sound like a hypocrite if you ever do decide to go for the presidential campaign? It'd make me feel a little better if you did. Just saying. And with that, I step down from my soapbox and I place it back in my closet. Thank you for sticking around for these rants. Like I said, these thoughts I don't think are the least bit controversial. Black Lives Matter, cancel culture the bad folks, and our president is a shitbag. This should be all common knowledge. I hope I don't have the need to do this again in the very near future, as I would rather talk about fun things on my show. But today, I needed to get all this off of my chest. The band-aid's been ripped off, and hopefully we can return to some good times in the next episode. We're going to take one more music break before we wrap things up. Here's some dope rockabilly from the ladies of the Stephanies. This song can be found on their new EP, Zaitaku, and it's called Keep Clean.
In this pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. Double up for them gangsters. Well, I wrote this for criminals, but all of y'all should listen at me. Now, if you ever catch me snitching, just haul off and slap me. They on the other team, let's rumble, it's my thoughts exactly. They work for gangsters and they whack for Hampton Dooley's pattern. Hey, playboy, pop them with a pistol and get executed. Hey, mama, murder them with missiles and you get saluted. Go ahead and get them for a grand, it's DNA computed. But bankers bathing the Bahamas off billions looted. Now, can you clap? For them killers, give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers, double up for them gangsters. Well, I wrote this for criminals, but they the ones who wrote the laws. They ain't on TV getting arrested all up in their drawers. They stick their hands in politicians, make them move their jaws. And they be starving folks for bread until they breath pause. Hey, take a memo, money, penny, say the deed is done. And you could be CCDC and say our leaders won. But first we fax a photograph of the opponent's son. Adjust the image, cause it's hard to see the gaggy gun. Now can you clap? Killers, give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers, double up for them gangsters. Well, I wrote this for gangsters while I sprinted through your backyard. Not for them coppin' criminals, they just act hard. Tony Montana had a stylist and a sad car. When he reloaded, slaves forgot that they had back scars. Hey, mama, Mr. De Niro, what kind of gun is that? Can you look more like a menace that you now running back? Hey, sister, so what's Scorsese got all the money stacks? Long as his Liz never looks at the real maniac. Clap for them killers, give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers, double up for them gangsters. Now can you clap for the killers, give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers, double up for them gangsters.
From their 2009 self-titled album, that was Street Sweeper Social Club with Clap for the Killers. Frontman Boots Riley would go on to write and direct the excellent movie Sorry to Bother You, while Tom Morello is back with his Rage Against the Machine crew. Cannot wait to see them touring again next year. Really hope that they come to Boston, even if it's not for Boston Calling. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Twitch, and on the J-pop, video games, and anime amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade and Facebook.com/LandOfEsh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration provided for this week's tracks from Two Square and Mark Gardner and Darwin, made possible by Shameless Promotion PR. And a very special thank you to Altar of Eris for their recent contribution to Shameless Tuesdays. One more big thank you to Mike Rogers for the tracks from Suki Decoy, Nag, Jet Set, and Stephanie's. Security Guy Greg, what's happening on the next episode of Wicked Cinema?
That's right, Evan. We're going to the movies with our friend 42 Believer Sarah. We're talking about the worst movies we paid tickets for, as well as the worst ones we've ever seen. The films Uncut Gems and The Disaster Artist are reviewed, and for some reason AFLM talks about the Doug cartoon. Plus, greeting card murder mysteries? What's that all about? Well, tune in this Thursday to Wicked Anime's Wicked Cinema on the Nerdy Show site and wherever podcasts get their podcasts on. Back to you, Evan.
Thanks, Greg, and man, that was such a fun episode to record. Granted, all Wicked Anime episodes are fun, but this one was especially great. So please tune into that one, especially if you need a palate cleanser after I went full-blown soapbox on this particular episode. Today, we're going to end the show with a really good pop idol group that one of my Japanese conversation partners introduced me to. They said if I dug baby metal, then I would love what this band offered. And holy crap, they were right. The band is called Passcode, and this is their most recent single called Starry Sky. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Just go to the sky. Hey guys, this is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.